now that the season's 9 games in, what might be some attributes that he has that maybe you didn't know about?
Well, I would think, you know, the good things about Malcolm is, you know, I think he's got a good burst. He's got good speed. He's very competitive, you know, on the ball. He's got good instincts, good ball skills. And, you know, and I think a lot of it, you know, is him just, you know, learning the pro game, learning our system. And, you know, I think as the weeks go, we've gotten a little bit better at that. And there's so many things that he has to learn. And really, you can only do it by experience. It's not like, you know, you can't just say, all right, here's everything you need to know. Go out there and know it. You know, it's an experience thing that, you know, he's working hard at. And that's been the great thing. You know, he's continued to work hard at it.
As a rookie, how beneficial is it, do you think, that he's in a room with guys that have done this for a little while with some success?
Well,
can you see that? Can you,
yeah, I think it always helps those guys, especially, you know, that way they don't always have to hear it just from the coach. You know, it's not like, okay, the coach is telling me this, you know, and sometimes maybe, you know, we're telling him something and we're moving on to something else that's, you know, a little fast, and he doesn't want to ask the question, you know, in the group, but he's able to lean on those guys a little bit and get some knowledge that way, you know. And those, and the, you know, our older guys, they've been very good at, you know, trying to help our younger guys. So I definitely think that helps.
The experienced guys that you do have, the two newcomers to the team, what's most impressed you about Brandon and Brandon?
Well, I think the thing that's most impressed me about Brandon is, one, is his work ethic, mm-hmm. and his energy that he brings. And it's all the time. I think that's been pretty consistent. And the thing that impresses me with Darrell is, again, I would say his consistency and his work ethic. You know, and he's the same guy day after day. He comes in, he works hard, and you pretty much know what you're going to get every day from both those guys. And that, you know, that's part of being a professional.
The last handful of games, maybe Brandon's gotten flagged a time or two, and I'm sure if you're a Patriots fan, you might be like, well, I'll take that if the positive plays that he makes are really, really good. I'll put up with, you know, maybe a defensive holding call here or there. What, you know, as the coach, how do you sort of balance that line?
Well, you know, the thing that we're always going to be aggressive. You know, we do not want to allow the game to be a 7-on-7 game. So when we have opportunities to hit receivers, we're going to hit receivers. You know, I think it all comes down to technique. You know, we've never taught guys to grab guys. So when, you know, obviously when you grab somebody, that, you know, that's going to be a defensive holding call. You know, obviously we've spent a lot of time on working transition and in phase, so guys don't have illegal contact penalties. You know, penalties aren't okay. You know, we're working very hard to eliminate those. A lot of the things that we do in drills and practice are to eliminate those. But at the same time, we're going to be physical in what we're trying to do.